Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Today on the LA Report, California is suing the city of Huntington Beach over a voting rights law. Mayor Karen Bass delivers her State of the City address tonight. As expected, the main topic will be homelessness. And it's hard to be a parent these days if you don't know how to use the internet. We'll speak with some moms in LA who are learning computer skills. It's Monday, April 15th. I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez in for Nick Roman. This is the LA Report from LAist 89.3. California is suing the city of Huntington Beach over a law that would require people to show identification when voting in city elections. LAist reporter Yusor Farzan has details.
Attorney General Rob Bonta said the lawsuit will seek to invalidate Huntington Beach's law before it goes into effect in 2026. Supporters of the measure say it would restore trust in the election process. But California Secretary of State Shirley Weber said it conflicts with state law and disenfranchises people of color, the elderly, and those who are low income.
If we had this law in place, my father, my mother, my grandmother, none of them would have the right to vote because they didn't have and still don't have documentation of their birth. They were born in the fields of Arkansas.
Over 50% of the city's voters approved the ballot measure in March. I'm Yusra Farazan.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass delivers her State of the City address this evening at 5:30 inside City Council chambers. LA's civics and democracy correspondent Frank Stoltz reports.
Bass is expected to talk about the homelessness crisis, which continues to be the number one issue facing City Hall. Last month, a federal judge said he wanted an independent accounting of the mayor's signature Inside Safe initiative and other programs in the city. The move came in response to a lawsuit that accuses LA of failing to build shelter beds and clear homeless encampments. Bass is also expected to address the city's projected $476 million budget deficit and the possibility of eliminating hundreds of vacant city jobs. For LAist 89.3, I'm Frank Stoltz.
Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, the armorer responsible for the improperly loaded prop gun fired by Alec Baldwin on the set of the film Rust, was sentenced today to 18 months in prison. The shooting resulted in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. New Mexico Judge Mary Marlowe Sommer handed down the sentence.
You alone turned a safe weapon into a lethal weapon. But for you, Ms. Hutchins would be alive, a husband would have his partner, and a little boy would have his mother.
Meanwhile, Alec Baldwin's trial for involuntary manslaughter begins in July. He has pleaded not guilty. LA County supervisors are set to vote tomorrow on a proposal to require that all apartments in unincorporated LA County be inspected every 4 years. And landlords who refuse to address problems could have rent withheld until they make repairs. Lourdes Villegas says public health inspectors ordered her landlord to address the roaches and lack of hot water in her unit years ago. But she says she's still dealing with problems.
We just need to live in homes where we can live with dignity. That's all we're asking for.
Landlord groups say this proposal is too broad and should instead focus on landlords with past code violations. When we come back, we visit an e-bike lending library in Leimert Park.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This fascinating exhibition features all four of the Spanish artist's major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. With over 200 prints on view, this exhibition offers insight into the artist's creative process and the full range of his expressive capacity. Now on view. More information at NortonSimon.org.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
This is the LA Report. I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez. E-bike lending libraries are cropping up across LA, from Pacoima to Wilmington. Now there's one launching in South LA as well. It's called South Central Power Up. Ade Neff owns a bike shop in Leimert Park and helped launch the program.
There's a place for e-bikes within our society and our communities. There's a lot of folks within our community that do delivery services on bicycles. Imagine the impact that could have right now they're on an e-bike.
South LA residents will be able to get an e-bike for at least a month at no charge, and then they can renew the bike for free for the first 6 months of the program. After that, they'll be able to rent them for a small fee to be determined later. Some Black and Latina moms are picking up basic computer skills so they can keep up with their kids' schoolwork. The LA-based nonprofit EveryOn detailed their stories. LA's digital equity reporter Nereida Moreno has more.
Up until last year, Sylmar resident Nancy Navarro didn't know how to check her kids' grades. She had to rely on her family for help navigating a computer, so she took a digital training course to become more independent.
Me sentí más motivada, me sentí más segura.
That was a common theme in the research done by EveryOn CEO Norma Fernandez. She explored how Black and Latina women in LA, Milwaukee, and the Bay Area experienced the digital divide. For LAist 89.3, I'm Nereida Moreno.
To learn more about these women's stories, go to LAist.com. An orphan sea otter is getting another shot at life in the wild with help from its surrogate mother, Millie, at the Aquarium of the Pacific in Long Beach. LAist reporter McKenna Sievertson has more.
The 4.5-month-old female, known as Pup 968, is the aquarium's first surrogate-raised otter. She was found abandoned along California's central coast, but is now learning critical skills to survive on her own with help from surrogate mama Millie. Megan Smiley manages the aquarium's sea otter program. She says the pup wasn't so sure about her new family at first, but
once she realized that Millie was there to help, they actually are quite inseparable now.
The pup is being kept out of public view to give her the best shot at returning to the Pacific Ocean, and that could happen as soon as this summer. I'm McKenna Sievertson.
Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez. Be sure to listen again tomorrow morning when Suzanne Watley brings you the LA Report, AM edition. The LA Report is produced by Libby Rainey and edited by Tiffany Ujie. Megan Garvey is the executive editor. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. Our engineer, Tui Mao. Original music by Scott Kelly. You can read more about this evening's stories at LAist.com. You can also listen live on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible, so please donate at LAist.com/join. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.